Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Nazir Daf Mem, the sixth parak Shlosha Minim. So the three daps are going to focus on them. And Rav Chisa said, "Lilkos ba'achas, for a nazir to get malchus, removing even one hair is sufficient. La'akev b'shtaim, to prevent fulfillment of the shaving at the completion of nazirus, two hairs left over are significant. Least or ein asosi abu rov rosho, to forfeit days because of an illegal shaving, he only forfeits if most of his head is shaved. Ubatar, and these all apply to a removal with a razor, which Gemara clarifies to mean that it was completely removed, similar to a razor. Abraisa supports Rav Chisa's statement, and an opposing opinion is quoted there in the name of Rabbi Shimon, that just as two hairs are sufficient to prevent the concluding shaving from being fulfilled, two hairs are also sufficient to cause a forfeiture of days. The Rush comments that these are all halachim Moshe Sinai, and the reasons are unknown. Point number two, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Shloshim Magalchim Yisiglachnan Mitzvah. There are three who shave, and their shaving is a mitzvah. Nazir, Metzor, V'Levim. A Nazir at the end of his term, a Metzor at the end of his purification, and the Levim when they were inaugurated by Moshe. Bekulon Shagilchon Shalobatar, and any of them shaved without a razor, or Shashishiru Shtei Sa'aros, or left over two hairs, Lo Asav Lo Klum, have done nothing as far as their shaving obligation. The Gemara said that although a razor is explicitly required in the cases of a Nazir and the Levim, what is the source that a Metzor shaving must be done with a razor? It cannot be derived from the Levim, because they were also physically waved. It cannot be derived from a Nazir, because his carbon also requires bread. The Gemara suggests learning from both jointly with its Tzadah Shava, but this too is rejected because a Metzor's carbon has a leniency, in that it varies based on his poverty. And point number three, the Gemara wonders about an internal contradiction that Bryson mentioned before. If a Metzor's requirement to shave with a razor is known before a Nazir's, or on the contrary, it's attempted unsuccessfully to be derived from Nazir. Rabbi answers that this emerges from a machlokas tanaim about the prohibition to cut the corners of one's beard. The rabbanon say, "Ve'eino chayv ad shekotenu batar." He is not liable unless he removes the beard with a razor. Rabbi Eliezer says, "I feel liknam b'malket uberit nichayv." Even if removed with different types of planes, he's chayv. According to the rabbanon, the requirement of a metzor to shave with a razor can be derived as taught in a brisa. Zikano mat talmud gomer. What is his beard coming to teach? Since the Torah say that a metzor must shave all his hair, why did it specifically mention his beard? Because it said about Kohanim, and the corner of their beard they shall not save. One could think even Metzor would be similarly forbidden to shave his beard. Therefore it says his beard to teach that a Metzor shaves even his beard, which is normally forbidden. If the Torah had to allow the violation of cutting the beard, which the Rabbanan hold is only with a razor, for the shaving of Metzora, it must be that Metzora's shaving likewise requires a razor. The Gemara analyzes this proof. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, Rav Chisda said, "Lilkos ba'achas, for a nazir to be chayv malchus, removing even one hair is sufficient. La'akev b'shtaim, to prevent fulfillment of the shaving at the completion of nazirus, two hairs left over are significant. Least or ein asosi abu rov rosho, to forfeit days because of an illegal shaving, he only forfeits if most of his head is shaved. Ubatar, and these all apply to a removal with a razor, which Gemara clarifies to mean that it was completely removed, similar to a razor. Abraisa supports Rav Chisa's statement, and an opposing opinion is quoted there in the name of Rabbi Shimon, that just as two hairs are sufficient to prevent the concluding shaving from being fulfilled, two hairs are also sufficient to cause a forfeiture of days. The Rush comments that these are all halachim Moshe Sinai, and the reasons are unknown. Point number two, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Shloshim Magalchim Yisiglachnan Mitzvah. There are three who shave, and their shaving is a mitzvah. Nazir, Metzor, V'Levim. A Nazir at the end of his term, a Metzor at the end of his purification, and the Levim when they were inaugurated by Moshe. Bekulon Shagilchon Shalobatar, and any of them shaved without a razor, or Shashishiru Shtei Sa'aros, or left over two hairs, Lo Asav Lo Klum, have done nothing as far as their shaving obligation. The Gemara said that although a razor is explicitly required in the cases of a Nazir and the Levim, what is the source that a Metzor shaving must be done with a razor? It cannot be derived from the Levim, because they were also physically waved. It cannot be derived from a Nazir, because his carbon also requires bread. The Gemara suggests learning from both jointly with its Tzadah Shava, but this too is rejected because a Metzor's carbon has a leniency, in that it varies based on his poverty. And point number three, the Gemara wonders about an internal contradiction that Bryson mentioned before. If a Metzor's requirement to shave with a razor is known before a Nazir's, or on the contrary, it's attempted unsuccessfully to be derived from Nazir. Rabbi answers that this emerges from a machlokas tanaim about the prohibition to cut the corners of one's beard. The rabbanon say, "Ve'eino chayv ad shekotenu batar." He is not liable unless he removes the beard with a razor. Rabbi Eliezer says, "I feel liknam b'malket uberit nichayv." Even if removed with different types of planes, he's chayv. According to the rabbanon, the requirement of a metzor to shave with a razor can be derived as taught in a brisa. Zikano mat talmud gomer. What is his beard coming to teach? Since the Torah say that a metzor must shave all his hair, Why did it specifically mention his beard? Because it said about Kohanim, and the corner of their beard they shall not save. One could think even Metzor would be similarly forbidden to shave his beard. Therefore it says his beard to teach that a Metzor shaves even his beard, which is normally forbidden. If the Torah had to allow the violation of cutting the beard, which the Rabbanan hold is only with a razor, for the shaving of Metzorah, it must be that Metzorah's shaving likewise requires a razor. The Gemara analyzes this proof. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Mem, and our standard Siman is a pool related to mime, so a swimming pool. So here goes. The lifeguard at the formerly hairy pool party, who blew his whistle at the Nazir about to remove one hair and get Malkus, told the Nazir, Metzorah, and Levi, who recently shaved, that they could go into the pool because they did a mitzvah. As soon as the Metzora swept up his beard hair that he shaved off with a razor. Once again, in slow motion. The lifeguard at the formerly hairy pool party pool, that must more endoff mem, mayim. The lifeguard at the formerly hairy pool party who blew his whistle at the Nazir about to remove one hair and get Malkus, which reminds us, Rav Chista said, Lilkos ba'achas, for a Nazir to get Malkus, removing even one hair is sufficient, la'akav b'shtayim, to prevent fulfillment of the shaving at the completion of Naziris, two hairs left over are significant, least or ain't associated with Barov Rosho. To forfeit days because of an illegal shaving, he only forfeits it if most of his beard is shaved, Upatara, and these all apply to removal with a razor, which is more clarifies to mean that it was completely removed, similar to a razor. Rabbi Shimon is quoted as saying that just as two hairs are sufficient to prevent the concluding shaving from being fulfilled, two hairs are also sufficient to cause a forfeiture of days. So the lifeguard at the formerly hairy pool party, who blew his whistle at the Nazir about to remove one hair and get Malkus, told the Nazir, Metzor, and Levi, who recently shaved, that they can go into the pool because they did a mitzvah. Which reminds the Gemara quotes of Mishnah, Shosh Magalchim Yisiglachten Mitzvah. There are three who shave, and their shaving is a mitzvah. Nazir, Metzor, the Levim, a Nazir at the end of his term, a Metzor at the end of his purification, and the Levim when they were inaugurated by Moshe Rabbeinu. Kulon Shegilchu Shloba Ta'ar, and any of them who shaved without a razor, or left over two hairs, loss of lakum, they have done nothing as far as their shaving obligation. The Gemara seeks a source that a Metzora shaving must be done with a razor. So, the lifeguard of the formerly hairy pool party, who blew his whistle at the Nazir about to remove one hair and get Malkus, told the Nazir, Metzora, and Levi, who recently shaved, that they could go into the pool because they did a mitzvah, as soon as the Metzora swept up his beard hair that he shaved off with a razor. Which reminds us, because it's said about Kohanim, and the corner of their beard they shall not shave, Yakov afil Metzora ken. One could even think a Metzora would be similarly forbidden to shave his beard. Talmud Lomer Zekano. Therefore it says, his beard to teach that a Metzora shaves even his beard, which is normally forbidden. Now if the Torah had to allow the violation of cutting the beard, which the Rabbanan hold is only with a razor, for the shaving of a Metzora, it must be that a Metzora's shaving likewise requires a razor. So once again, the lifeguard at the formerly hairy pool party, who blew his whistle at the Nazir about to remove one hair and get Malkus, told the Nazir, Metzor, and Levi, who recently shaved, that they could go into the pool because they did a mitzvah, as soon as the Metzor swept up his beard hair that he shaved off with a razor. All right, so now it's time for a four blah blah chazara. Daf Lamed Vav. So the simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The Kohen used a hairy lulav. Hairy lulav. That must be one Daf Lamed Vav. Lulav. The Kohen used a hairy lulav to swipe off half a gezeis of leaven and half a gezeis of matzah off the mizbech because of hetem etzarv le'isser, which reminds us, Ziri argues with Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that hetem etzarv le'isser only applies to the prohibitions of a Nazir, and says, af se'or b'bal taktiru, the law of hetem etzarv le'isser applies even to leaven regarding the prohibition of do not burn leaven on the mizbech. One who burns half a gezeis of chametz with half a gezeis of matzah on the mizbech would be chayev malkus. So the Kohen used a hairy lulav to swipe off half a gezeis of leaven and half a gezeis of matzah off the mizbech because of hetem etzarv le'isser, used a small hairy lulav to stir his bowl of chulin porridge that contained garlic and oil of truma, which reminds us, Abai assumed that if one ate porridge made primarily of chulin grain, which also contained garlic and oil of truma, although most of it was chulin and he ate far less than a gezeis of truma, he gets malchus because hetem etzarv le'isser applies to truma and the chulin combines with the truma to comprise a shear. Rav Dimi answered the case is that he would eat a kezais of truma, deika kezais b'chdei achilas pras, because there's a kezais of truma present in the amount of time to require to eat a pras of the porridge. So the Kohen used a hairy lulav to swipe off half a kezais of leaven and half a kezais of matzah off the mizbech because of hetem etzarv le'isser, used a small hairy lulav to stir his bowl of chulin porridge that contained garlic and oil of truma, after dipping it into some Kutach HaBavli, which reminds us no one would eat a kezais of chametz in Kutach HaBavli, b'chdei achilas pras, to be chayiv malkus. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The hairy laser tag champ. Laser tag? That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Zayin. The hairy laser tag champ who got drunk sipping from water which had a wine taste because of steeping grapes, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a braisa that reflects the view of the Rabbanan that Mishras litan tamke ikr. The word steeped teaches that flavor is equal to substance, that if he steeped grapes in water and has a wine flavor, he's chai for drinking it. The braisa adds that this principle is extrapolated to all prohibitions based on the Kal Vachomer. Anaz's prohibitions, which are temporary for the duration of his term, and they're only prohibited in consumption and not hanah, and can become permitted if a chacham annuls his naziris, then certainly applies by other prohibitions which are more stringent in some or all of these regards. So the hairy laser tag champ who got drunk sipping from water, which had a wine taste because of steeping grapes, and tried to use his hairy laser tag gun to purge nachri kelim to get rid of the tam, which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva learns tam ke ikar from the law of giwui nachrim, purging utensils of Nachrim from the absorbed flavor of forbidden foods. Without purging, the flavor would later be emitted into the Jew's food and forbid it. So the hairy laser tag champ who got drunk sipping from water, which had a wine taste because of steeping grapes, and tried to use his hairy laser tag gun to purge Nachri Kalim to get rid of the tum, was ejected from the competition when he knocked the referee's shami meat sandwich onto a chattis pasula, making the meat. Possible, which reminds us, Rav Ashi was asked why Rabbi Kiva did not learn from Nazir to apply Hetam Estafel Isser to all prohibitions, just as the Rabbanan applied Tam Ke Ikar to all prohibitions based on Nazir. He answered that the Torah taught this principle in two places, Nazir and Chattis, and the rule is Kol Beis Ksuvim Habayin Ke Elchad Ein Malamnim, that one principle taught in two psukim cannot be extrapolated elsewhere. The case of a chattis is in Hebraica about the pasuk which says, Kol sheyigah b'sara yikdash, whatever touches its meat becomes holy. The word b'sara in its meat teaches that if part of the chattis is absorbed into shlami meat, for example, yikdash liyos kamoa, it shall become holy to be treated like the holier chattis. That if the chattis is pasul, the meat becomes pasul. And if the chattis is valid, the meat must be eaten according to the stricter chattis component, meaning according to its shorter timeline for eating. Daf Lamed Ches. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a Devar Lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The chicken soup, that must be on Daf Lamed Ches, a Devar Lach. The chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into five red cups and five white cups, each the size of a raviz, which reminds us, Velazer said there are 10 cases dependent on a raviz, and Rav Kahana organized them as five red, referring to wine or blood, and five white, referring to water or oil. The Gemara relates a similar story for the five red, Nazir, Osa Pesach, Shehor B'Mikdash U'Mesu, a Nazir, and someone making a Pesach who ruled in the Mikdash and died, and the similar story for the five white, Chalas Nazir U'Metzorah Shenipsu B'Shabbos, the Chal of a Nazir and Metzorah, which were disqualified on Shabbos. So, the chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into five red cups and five white cups, each the size of a raviz, was for the Nazir who was healing from two sets of malkos he received for eating both fresh and dried grapes, which reminds us of Brisa states explained the previous Mishnah, V'anavim lachim yaveshim oyocha, and grapes both fresh and dried, he may not eat, l'chai v'al zeh b'fnei atzmo v'al zeh b'fnei atzmo. But writing them both explicitly, it teaches to make him chai for each one separately. If he ate a shear of each and was warned about each beforehand, he receives two sets of malkos, although they're both grapes, and normally, eating two shiurim of the same substance incurs one set of malkos. This is extended to all Nazir prohibitions. So the chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into five red cups and five white cups, each the size of a raviz, was for the Nazir who was healing from two sets of malkos he received, bringing both fresh and dried grapes, who just got word that he was not going to be lashed a third time for the love. Shabbat clothes, which reminds us, Abai said, Achel Chartzin Lo Kishtayim. If a Nazir ate grapeseed, he receives two sets of malkos, Achel Zag Lo Kishtayim. If he ate grape skin, he receives two sets of malkos, Achel Chartzin Vazag Lo Kishalosh. If he ate grapeseed and grape skin, he receives three sets of malkos. The additional malkos in each case is for the general prohibition of Mikol Sheyas Migefen Yain Lo Yochel. From all that the grapevine produces, he may not eat, which includes all foods forbidden to a Nazir. Rava says, Eino loka ela achas. He only receives one set of malkas in the first two cases. Sheino loka alav shabakos, because there are no malkas for a generalized prohibition that covers several specific prohibitions. Daf Lamed Tes. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Tes is a letter, and we often use a mailman. So here goes. The hairy Nazir mailman. Mailman, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Tes. Letter. The hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, does hair grow from the base or from the tip? The Nafkamina is regarding a Nazir whom bandits shaved and left on him long enough hair to bend it to its root, which is a significant 7-day growth. If it grows out from the base, then the original hair he had when he accepted Naziris was cut off, and he must wait for a full 30-day growth to complete his Naziris. But if it grows from the tip, then only new hair was cut off, and the remaining original hair is of a sufficient significance to complete his Naziris. The Gemara determines it grows from the base of the root. So the hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, mistakenly revealed to his captors that he wouldn't forfeit any days of his Naziris because it was already after the completion of his term. Which reminds us, a Nazir whom bandits shaved and left on him long enough hair to bend to the root, he doesn't forfeit any days of the Naziris. He doesn't require a full 30-day growth because of the cases where they shaved him after the completion of his term, but before he brought karbanas. So the hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, mistakenly revealed to his captors that he wouldn't forfeit any days of his Naziris because it was already after the completion of his term, whereupon they plucked his hair and removed it all with cream. Which reminds us, it's a machlokes whether a Nazir only transgresses when he shaves with a razor or also when the hair is plucked or a cream is used. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which doctrine that the Nazir captured by bandits who shaved his hair did not forfeit days because it was done after he completed his Naziris before bringing karbanos? That's on Daf. Lamentas. Good number 2. Which stuff did we learn that from the word zikano, his beard, that a Matsura shaves his beard and is done even with a razor? That's on Dav. Mem. Good number 3. Which did we learn that Rav Kahana used 2 simanim stories to remember the 5 red cases and 5 white cases of a Ravius? That's on Dav. Lamed Ches. Good number 4. Which stuff did we learn that Rav Chisda said a Nazir is chayv malchus for removing even 1 hair? That's on Dav. Mem. Good number 5. Which of the one from the word mishras that hetzer mitzarf le'isser by a nazir? That's on Daf. Lamed Hey. Good number 6. Which of the one there are 3 who shave and their shaving is a mitzvah? A nazir, a mitzora, and the levim? That's on Daf. Mem. Good number 7. Which of the one a nazir receives 2 sets of malkas for eating fresh and dried grapes? That's on Daf. Lamed Ches. Good number 8. Which step do we have a question whether hair grows from the root or from the tip? That's on Daf. Amatas. Good number 9. Which step do we have a kiva holds that bread can be mitzarf to the wine to complete the shir kazais for a nazir to be chayiv with? That's on Daf. Lamedal. Good. And number 10. Which step does Gemara ask what the difference is between kol prat uklal and prat kol uprat? That's on Daf. Lamed Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Vizichu wishing you a great day and great learning.